You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The centre is considering increasing the income support to farmers under the PM Kisan scheme by Rs 2,000 to 3,000 per farmer household from Rs 6,000 now and stepping up procurement under the minimum support price to ensure that rural income levels don't fall in real terms. The proposals in this regard are before the Prime Minister's office, senior officials told FE. On an annualized basis, the move could cost the exchequer Rs 20,000 to 30,000 crore. Though it is still not decided when the additional income support will be rolled out, it could be before ahead of the assembly elections in four states. Agriculture contributes to 40% of Madhya Pradesh's gross state domestic product, while it is around 27% each in Rajasthan and Chhattisgarh. Meanwhile, a recent analysis has showed that exports to the countries with which India has no bilateral trade pacts are holding up better in the current scenario as compared to the shipments to the FTA partner countries. In the first 6 months of 2023, merchandise exports to FTA partners declined 18.2% on year, while the overall decline in shipments during the period was only 8.1%, according to trade policy think tank Global Trade Research Initiative. The decline in exports to FTA partners brought down their share in overall exports to 26.8% in Jan-June 2023, from 30.1% in the same period last year. In some more economy news, Darjeeling tea planters have reiterated their demand for a minimum import price for tea imported from Nepal. The Indian Tea Exporters Association had in January suggested to Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal that an MIP be implemented for tea from Nepal, as the cheap imports have been depressing Darjeeling tea prices in the domestic market and causing huge losses to the planters. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry had subsequently invited comments from the tea industry and associations on such a proposal. Darjeeling tea was the first product to get a GI tag in India. In the domestic market, the aromatic tea is facing competition from varieties grown in Nepal, which costs up to 50% less than the Darjeeling tea. Moving on, telecom operators registered an adjusted gross revenue of Rs 64,494 crore in the March 2023 quarter, up 2.5% sequentially according to data released by TRAI on Monday. On a year-on-year basis, the AGR increased by 9.5%. The monthly average revenue per user during the period declined sequentially in the case of postpaid, but was up for the prepaid category. Overall, the month ARPU for wireless service increased by 0.83%. The gross revenue, applicable gross revenue and adjusted gross revenue of the telecom service sector for the quarter ended March 2023 was pegged at Rs 85,356 crore, Rs 78,631 crore and Rs 64,494 crore respectively. On to aviation sector, the creditors of Jet Airways have agreed to Jalan Khalrok's plea of an extension of payment deadline till September 30th. As the NCLAT reserved orders in the case. The Jalan Khalrok Consortium, the successful resolution applicant of bankrupt airline Jet Airways, has committed to making payments of Rs 350 crore. A bank guarantee of Rs 150 crore is also included in the total payment, which the JKC has urged the Committee of Creditors to encash. The COC has objected to JKC's decision of making the bank guarantee as a means to settle dues, as it is supposed to act as a financial backup. The lenders reportedly argued that against the claim of Rs 7,000 to 8,000 crore, JKC is finding it difficult to pay even Rs 350 crore. Speaking of the aviation sector, the hat-trick in quarterly net profit by low-cost carrier SpiceJet, which has come after a gap of 4 years, has surprised market watchers as it comes on the back of sliding market share and an unspecified number of grounded airplanes. The airline clocked a net profit of Rs 205 crore for the June quarter, which was also the third consecutive quarter of profits for the company. The last time such a hat-trick happened was during the three quarters ended June 2019. The airline, promoted by Ajay Singh, ferried 20.6 lakh passengers during the June quarter, the lowest in 6 quarters as per data shared by the DGCA. Lastly, let's hear about the stocks in focus today. These include Adani Enterprises, Power Finance, L&T, Glenmark Pharma, Ambuja Cements, Tata Powers and RITES. For those unaware, Power Finance Corporation has secured a loan of 1.85 billion Japanese yen from JBIC Financing. The funds will be used to finance a 11.5-megawatt waste-to-energy project of KPC Gas Power Corporation in Karnataka. On the other hand, Kempas Trade and Investment, a promoter entity, acquired 2.53 crore shares, which is 2.22% of Adani Enterprises, between August 7 and 18. This purchase has raised the total promoter stake in the company to 69.87%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.